New report highlights issues around migrants centre. The latest report by one of the refugee support charities at the former RAF Wethersfield Migrant Centre says asylum seekers were in conditions causing profound harm to the people seeking protection. The charity's research found there were 30 recorded occurrences of suicide attempts, self-harming or serious risk of doing so during the first 3 months of 2024. The Helen Bamber Foundation, which operates just outside the site entrance, has always spoken out against the project. It says there were 91 occurrences of men expressing that they were considering self-harm or suicide, and there were more than 160 safeguarding referrals regarding suicide and self-harm. Between July 2023 and January 2024, there were 43 referrals to the Home Office Safeguarding Hub, the team responsible for the safeguarding of people in the asylum system. This increased to 175 in February 2024 alone and 129 in March. More than 60% of all referrals were regarding mental health or suicide and self-harm. The Helen Bamber Foundation said incidents of fighting have increased significantly in recent months, with the growing population and overcrowding becoming an issue. Wethersfield has an on-site healthcare delivered by local providers and run by doctors and nurses who can prescribe medication. There are also welfare facilities and a mental health nurse on site. The site is not a detained site, and asylum seekers are free to come and go with transport services in place to take residents to nearby towns. The accommodation provided meets all relevant housing and health and safety standards. The food provided meets NHS Eat Well standards and responds to all cultural and dietary requirements, and a monthly food forum gathers feedback. A Home Office spokesperson said, "We take the safety and welfare of those at Wethersfield extremely seriously. Welfare officers are on site round the clock, and all residents have access to an on-site GP service delivered by a local healthcare provider, including mental health support. A 24/7 helpline provided by Migrant Help is available to raise any concerns. Accommodation is offered to asylum seekers on a no-choice basis. No one will be placed in accommodation if there is sufficient evidence their needs cannot be met there." Ambulances were called out to attend to incidents at the Wethersfield site in 38 times in the first 5 months of this year, a Freedom of Information request has revealed. The data obtained by a national newspaper showed that an ambulance was called out to the base 38 times in the months of January to May this year. The highest number of call-outs was 16 in January, followed by 11 in February, figures from the East of England Ambulance Service showed.